The National FFA Organization's Role in the Success of Agriculture's Future. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America, brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find out more at amfam.com. Dr. Lowell Catlett is a self-titled economic futurist. Last week during the National FFA Convention, he told FFA members that agriculture is becoming more and more important to the success of this country. He says the industry is preparing for some exciting times down the road, and that includes more than just the traditional ways of agriculture's past. He tells Brownfield FFA members will play a large part in the success of the industry in years to come.
Sure, it's about feeding a hungry world, but we've done that. Now it's about feeding a hungry world in a whole new way, organically, sustainably, free-range chickens again, gluten-free, energy, ecology. Now, as I'll tell them tonight about health care, if you can't find a career in that and you can't get your imagination sparked in something that diverse, I think you probably need your pulse checked because you're probably dead, okay? And that's what's always been beautiful about FFA. Sure, we start with agriculture, but it's more than that. It's always been about leadership. It's always been about opportunities. And it's always been about look at the people that go through this. Sure, some of them go back and go into production agriculture. Some of them go back and become ag teachers, and they're just as likely to be journalists, just as likely to be medical doctors, just as likely to be CPAs. And isn't that fun to have those people with that background doing those things that in many cases they don't even think that agriculture has anything to say about it? But as I'll tell them tonight, if you don't think agriculture is about health care, hang on, because it's going to be one of the growth areas.
Catlett says a good support system will also help drive success.
Because I didn't know him, but I had a mentor and an ag teacher that drew him out of me and all my other classmates. And I guess I would be hopeful that that we can not be afraid to get these young men and women to dream and know that there's a future in lots of different areas. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that I wanted to peel it off of the car, because it really sums it up best to me. And it said, never apologize for your art. And it basically was saying, don't let people beat you down, because your creativity is the most valuable thing you got going, because it enriches the human spirit. And so never apologize for your art and foster it.
And that, he says, will keep the agriculture industry prosperous. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.